missing mom's body found. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A body found in Memphis, Tennessee has been identified as that of a missing 34-year-old mother of two, Eliza Fletcher.
Memphis police would not go into detail about how Eliza was killed, but confirmed her body was found in the rear of a duplex apartment. Police said surveillance video showed a man aggressively pushing her into an SUV as she went for a morning run last Friday. They arrested Cleotha Abston a short time later after finding the vehicle. While he was initially charged with kidnapping and evidence tampering, he is now charged with murder. While Eliza is the granddaughter of a billionaire who died 4 years ago, District Attorney Steve Mulroy said Tuesday,
"We have no reason to think this was anything other than an isolated attack by a stranger."
Abston is separately charged with identity theft, theft of property, and credit card fraud.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Police in Canada are continuing their search for a murder suspect, telling residents they don't believe he's still in an indigenous reserve where 10 people were killed and 18 others wounded in a series of weekend stabbings. Officials think the suspect, Miles Sanderson, killed his brother, whose body was found yesterday. He had also been accused in those killings. A fast-moving wildfire in Southern California has turned deadly with thousands under evacuation orders.
Cal Fire says two people have died and another has been injured by the Fairview Fire in Riverside County, southeast of Los Angeles. The blaze igniting Monday, stretching 2,400 acres.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. President Biden today discussing recent legislative victories, saying it's proof democracy can deliver.
We're finally bringing home jobs that have been overseas for a while. I mean, I've noticed some of the cabinet members are smiling, but we're doing it, right?
The president holding a cabinet meeting today as his administration moves to implement new initiatives, including legislation to encourage domestic production of semiconductors. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Russia is planning to buy millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea.
The weapons would be used by Russia in their war against Ukraine. That according to a newly downgraded U.S. intelligence finding first reported by the New York Times. The report appears to indicate that the move by Russia shows how its military is suffering from severe supply shortages partially caused by sanctions. The intelligence community believes Russia could look to make future purchases of more military equipment from North Korea. The Biden administration confirmed Russia was delivered military drones made by Iran in August. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A New Mexico State District Court judge has disqualified County Commissioner and Cowboys for Trump co-founder Coy Griffin from holding public office for engaging in insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. He was convicted of a misdemeanor federal charge for entering the Capitol grounds on the day of the January 6th violence. Following a meeting with Queen Elizabeth in Scotland, Liz Truss has now officially become Britain's new prime minister.
The handover of the job of British prime minister is complete. Liz Truss took office today after meeting with the Queen, who formally asked her to form a new government as centuries of tradition dictates. Earlier today, former Prime Minister Boris Johnson had his own meeting with the Queen to officially step down, although he had announced his intention in July. Truss, who was chosen by about 172,000 members of the ruling Conservative Party, not the millions of British voters, is under pressure to deliver quick results to solve an energy crisis and fix an ailing healthcare system. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Rents are starting to come down after spiking to record levels this past summer, but experts are uncertain if the slowdown will continue. The national median asking rent was up 14% in July compared to a year ago. It's the smallest annual increase since November 2021. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.